What's going on, everybody? Mitchell back is here. Hope your day is going well. Truly excited to get with you today, whether you're tuning in on the One Recourse Radio podcast or you're listening on the Mitchell J. Backus Live podcast, whichever one that you're plugged into or tuned in. We just want to thank you and welcome you to a, this is an exciting episode. In the name of ESPN documentary that just came out not too long ago, The Last Dance, you know, talk about the Chicago Bulls being the best team of the 90s, going out there really making things happen and, being just what championship DNA looks like. You know, you had in the early part of the 90s, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, then you had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman, right? Well, today we have our version of the triangle offense, where we have myself, of course, Dennis Buchanan, and Travis T. Wolf of the Wolf Empowerment Group, all coming together, three podcasters, business owners, and entrepreneurs coming together today to give to you basically what you've never seen before. A triangle podcast. Yeah, so today what's happening, the three of us are getting together because we're in the process of, launching our, online management institute called the Empowerment Institute, which you'll hear more about. But more importantly, all of us are, have a podcast. All of us have an online course, and all of us have been in business for quite a bit of time. And it's not too often we get three bosses to come together, put the egos to the side, be able to go over some information and move in the forward direction and mastermind. So that's what you're going to be hearing today. When you become a fly on the wall, you get to listen in to basically us getting ready for the launch. You get to listen into a launch prep conversation. So maybe you are somebody that was thinking about launching something. If you never rolled something out or launched something, this may be a good opportunity to listen in and get some notes, because not only are you hearing us working together, but we're also giving you some templates of ways that you could roll some stuff out. And, we're just putting it all together. So, if you ever were in a position or a place where rolling out an idea was a challenge for you, this is definitely a good episode to listen and to check out. So we're going to go right ahead into it. But before we get started, we got to announce our sponsor for today. This is brought to you by, the man is back again with another fire track, Joe Allende, from another track from his album Planes, which has been doing great on Spotify and Apple Music. So go ahead and check that out. But he's here with another track called Elixir Part 2. So we're going ahead to get into the track, and then we're going to see you in the episode.
Tell me what you wish, then I keep. Take a sip of the elixir and I dream. Beg my pardon, I just wanna do my thing. Yeah. So I sip from the elixir and I dream. Yeah.
So we're more than 70% of the way towards the point of launching. I definitely wanted to take a moment to get everybody together so we could all have an understanding and an idea of what we need to do to get this ship in a position to fully sail off. And we can, move into a more productive space. So. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing I'd start off with, and eventually I'll pull it up as Travis is giving us all of his many backgrounds. But eventually I'm gonna pull up. I'm gonna pull that yellow is truly bright. But eventually I'm gonna pull up the. I'm
that looks good too.
The list.
Great podcast. Great artwork in the background.
Thank you, brother. That's the podcast cover right there.
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm going to pull up the launch schedule in a second. But before I do so, is there anything that we want to discuss about the launch schedule or questions about that particular part before we talk about what the next steps are going to be?
I think I'm good. I think I'm in agreement with what you got going on for the launch schedule. I'm fine with what we have right now, for sure.
Okay.
I don't have anything of substance to add at this point.
Okay. Dennis?
I don't have any questions yet.
Okay. All right, so there's no questions about the launch schedule at this point. Now it's just about to talk about what's the next step. So basically, there are only about 3 or 4 more pieces to the puzzle, and all of them feed into this part right here. So if you take a look at the launch schedule, you know, this is going to be a 15-day window that this is going to happen. So essentially, once we're done with the other pieces, and then we schedule these dates, we're going to be ready to just get the ball. Whatever we decide to do promo-wise or whatever the case may be is going to be up to us, and we can discuss that and figure it out, right? So we're all in unison, so all on the same page. Anybody else that's a part of our different teams, we're able to communicate and get that information over to them, right? But essentially, it's going to be a 15-day window in which you're going to have two different parts. You're going to have the email campaign, and you're going to have the – you're going to have 12 emails and 8 live streams. So essentially the way I was looking at it is like this. I'm going to talk about the schedule first, and I'm going to talk about – I'll get into the webinar part second because those are real big two pieces. So with the different emails, as you can see, every one of them has a theme or a discussion point. The way I look at it, the way I look at it is – to Travis's point and what we've been discussing moving forward, we want to be a little different. And typically when we get these email campaigns, which annoys the heck out of me, I don't know if it's annoys the heck out of you, but all these course providers are telling their damn life story, and I'm tired of hearing that. I don't want to know about your mama. I don't know about your kids. I don't know what's happening. I don't want to know about your husband, the guy that you married, why you developed the course. I don't want to know none of that right now. I just want to know why I subscribed and enrolled. So if you incorporate your story in it, that's cool. I don't care. But in the same token, they write it out and it's annoying. So what I'm suggesting and what you've seen me do for, you know, everybody's seen it in bits and pieces. You either for our current subscriber base, which you have about, you know, 40 people now, 41, now about 41 as of yesterday. Congrats to Travis, and you got a new student and another one on the way. Nice. But essentially, we got 41, and what we've been spending most of the time on over the last couple months is the retention piece, so when they get in, they have some value. So the thing that I would say, the thing I'd ask, has everybody had an opportunity to see, maybe you can see all 29 videos, but at least a few of them to get a sense of what's happening?
You said 29 videos?
I have not watched them all.
Okay, so there are 29 videos that are part of the current subscriber enrollment campaign. So the best way to do this is if you go to the private Facebook group, all 29 videos are in there.
Okay.
So while I was developing it, I was testing it out, and I was posting them in the private Facebook group. So now when you go and you look, you can check out all 29 of them. Now, there's a couple of pieces of significance for the email campaign. And this is my thought and my philosophy behind it. So number one, it's about retention. It's about keeping the clients engaged, because for what we've seen so far, when clients are enrolled, they're not always going to be in the course that they're subscribed to. And some of them they come in different levels. Some of them are thirsty for knowledge, and some of them enroll off the hype. You know what I mean? These are not, at this point, not large ticket items, right? So being that they're not like 400, 500, 30, you know, $3,000 or whatever, the from the buying decision perspective, they might enroll, but now they might need something to kind of nudge them forward. So that's what the email campaign is really all about. They're in a space where they got in, now we want to keep them in, and we want to keep them engaged. So there's an email that goes out every week for now for 29 weeks that they're a part of to allow them to be engaged, know what's going on in the Institute. It's always encouragement to go in a private Facebook group. Not only are they learning about what's happening with their course, but they're learning what's happening with all the other different courses, and they have the option to subscribe to those courses if need be. So that's really the philosophy behind it from a retention standpoint. But then you have the philosophy of, all right, well, let's talk economics, right? And what also I started to realize as I'm developing these videos is I'm coming up with different concepts, different things, different ways on how to basically to create more value, more opportunities for networking, more ways to bring in more subscribers. So what I started realizing that, you know, I started coming up with different concepts. Like one of the things you'll see, the last one I did was promoting the Go Be Great podcast, right? So the Go Be Great podcast was promoted in there, and there was a couple of other people that we've done business with that are mentioned and promoted. Long Island Gaming League is in there, right? So there are a number of different sponsorship opportunities that are embedded into the email campaign. So as we're doing business and we're promoting our courses, there are going to be other companies or people that you might be doing business, they might want to endorse you. And from that perspective, now we can give them value where we can, as more enrollees are coming in, we're getting more emails, we now have the opportunity to put them in front of our of the Institute and help them to promote. So if Perk Up wanted to do something, if any other company wanted to position themselves, Mint, or anybody that we do business with, now we can provide another revenue stream that we can earn from that opportunity. And these emails are going to be ongoing. Right now it's 29, but you know, I know with my course, there are, you know, I got probably another, you know, 10 or 12 that I, you know, 12 to 24 videos just with my course alone from, you know, and then I know that anything that's new that's happening within your course, or if we roll out new courses or whatever the case may be, we'll embed it into the campaign. It will be an ongoing way for this person to be engaged on what's really happening. So from that aspect, that's really what we spent most of our time. So now as we get to, we've taken care of our current enrolled students or enrollees. Now we got to take care of our prospects. And that's what this email campaign is going to be for the launch, from a launch perspective, right? Right now, I don't want you to focus on evergreen, incorporating that for evergreen purposes or for post-launch. Right now, specifically geared towards the launch phase. So these 12 emails are really about the education of the Institute and really hitting on different points of why people want to take advantage of it in this 15-day window. And that's where our focus is going to be. Once we're done with that, then we're going to be able to talk post-launch, add extra different videos, bells and whistles for the post-launch aspect. But for now, it's strictly about that 15-day window and everything that's happening within that window. Okay? So as you take a look, we got different topics. So email number one deals about the why, right? Email number two deals about why enrolling now. Along this, email number three deals with the milestones and the evolution of your career or whoever's speaking. I'll get to that in a point. Email number four is about the opening of enrollment. So as you can see, the enrollment, the opportunity for enrollment officially doesn't happen until like, you know, a few days in. Email number five, what were you bad at before you got good? Email number six, case study to show expertise. Number seven, mistakes you made and how you avoided and how to avoid those same mistakes. Email number eight, early bird pricing, which could suggest price increase for our courses. Email number nine, where will you be 6 months? Kind of forecast in the future. Number 10, what's holding you back? Kind of saying like, hey, what are the things that's preventing you from enrolling? Email 11, FAQ. Email number 12, final reminder for the last chance of enrollment, or whatever we decide to do with that before launching. So that's kind of the space that we're going to be in for that. What I'm thinking is that, hey, there's 12 emails. One, I'm thinking we do it in video format, utilizing Vidyard, or, you know, I would say Vidyard. I've liked how that works. And there's 12 emails. It gives us an opportunity now for everybody to get some involvement, right? So if each of us, you know, picked a couple or four each that we did, now everybody gets a feel because we're using the same platform. We're all using Vidyard, right? And as we're all using Vidyard, each person is getting a feel for you as the instructor within the institute. So that's what I'm thinking, unless there's an opposing thought or opposing, you know, suggestion. But I think if everybody, you know, if we collaborate and do a couple of these together, or we do one, you know, each person gets four emails and we can work it out from there. But, you know, I'm open. I'm very open to the different types of suggestions. So whatever you got for me, let's talk about it. Let's hash the thoughts out.
The Empowerment Institute, your online management course for your personal business or brand to help you bring clarity, direction, and instruction to your goals, dreams, and desires. Having challenges with your sales process? Want to get a tighter grip on your business plan? Want to advance your financial position? Well, look no further. Enroll into the monthly subscription of the Empowerment Institute, where you'll have access to a host of modules, lectures, resources, and additional support that's going to help you bring clarity and continuity to your operation. Not only that, but you'll also have access to a number of professional entrepreneurs who are taking a course similar to you, where you'll have an opportunity to promote and develop what you do. So for more information, go to www.empowermentinstitute.teachable.com and you'll be able to get more information and details regarding the course and how you can get access to it. The Empowerment Institute, helping you solve one problem at a time while you're getting clarity, direction, and instruction to your goals, dreams, and desires.
I like the idea of sharing the load, for sure. That should be on nobody to do all of it by themselves.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. You're saying, so these emails, we're going to, this is pretty much the next phase. Then we're each going to tackle an email or do some joint emails. And then after that, we're going to do some live webinars to drive people into this funnel for these emails in which we created. Is that correct? Is that the game plan?
Well, it's two parts. All right, so let's break both of them down. The emails, okay, yes to your answer, but it's going to be happening in two ways. So the emails are, one, going to comprise of two different types of people. There's going to be, number one, we already have databases, right? If I was to say, you know, each of us probably tapped in between 5,000 to 10,000 people. That if you pull up if you do a CSV of your email, wherever your emails go, there you're already tapped in. So there's those types of people you would let to know, hey, look, I'm an instructor in an institute. We're launching. You should be a part of this journey and decide if you want to subscribe or unsubscribe. So that's number one.
Okay.
And then number two, as these 15 days are going, there's going to be new people that say, hey, look, I like what you guys are doing. I like to be a part of it. I like to, you know, tap in, like, what do I got to do? And then either if it's a formal or informal, they'll go to which will be the next part I want to talk about, the landing page, where now those emails will come in and then funnel into this campaign as well, too.
Okay, I got you.
So essentially, there's two places that's coming. There's people we already know that we want to let them know that this is going on. And, you know, they have that opportunity to be a part of this moment of history and what we're doing to build this community. And then there's the people that we don't know that's going to be tapped into us on social media, all of our different platforms, and they're going to want to be involved as well, too. So,
okay.
So that's kind of where that's at. Now, the live stream, that's what that does. The live stream will bring in the people that we already know, they'll be more inclined to know more. And the people that don't really know us and see us on social media, they'll join the community or they'll at least join the email campaign or go to the landing page. And at that point, it'll all add to this one campaign that we have and will further develop. So essentially moving forward, there'll be two campaigns that are happening. There'll be the campaign for those that are enrolled and there'll be the campaigns for those that are not. And that'll really be it until we get a little bit more diverse when we start doing specific, like, you know, a campaign specifically for Travis's course, or a campaign specifically for my course, or a campaign specifically for your course. So from that aspect, until we get there, we're just going to keep it simple and just have two campaigns for the in pre-launch, and then we'll see if we're going to diversify in post-launch.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so based on what I've said so far, has anyone, or is there any email that I just read that struck out to that you might want to do?
Can you go through and begin one more time?
All right, here we go.
Just
email
the title.
Email number one. What's your why? You know, basically. Why are you, as the instructor in the Empowerment Institute, passionate about teaching your course? So if it, whoever's speaking, I'm about to say it, that sounds very Travis-y. So you like that one, Travis?
Are you going to take that now? Like, you going to write now, like, who, based on what we say, who would take what? So you're going to
get Travis? Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, got it. Okay, go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay, so we got Travis. All right. Number two, why is now the best time to enroll into the Institute?
Is that you, Mitch?
I mean, listen, I'm about the life of all 12. So if you like that one, I'll give you it as well. But if not, I'm all for it.
Oh, go ahead, keep going.
Okay, no, these are live stream. Email number three, milestones and evolutions of your career. All right, keep going. Email number four, opening of enrollment. That sounds like Dennis-y.
Yeah, I can do that. Email number three, are we speaking of from our perspective, like our career, or are we talking so?
For your career, and now how your career relates to somebody that's like looking in and why they want to join the Institute. So that's the perspective. Tell them about about how the Institute helps you, because essentially the Institute just got here. Your career has been going on, but you can now say, hey, look, from what I've been through in my career, My involvement in something like this would have helped me do X, Y, Z. You get what I'm saying? And this is what can happen for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the story or the picture you want to paint. Yeah.
I could do that second, that one we just, the third one.
Okay, so you'll do number three. Did you say number two as well, or just number three?
Just number three right now.
Okay. All right, you got to maintain the bandwidth. I'm with you. All right. So, so, all right.
Travis will learn about the bandwidth one day.
Say again?
I said you'll learn about the bandwidth one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll teach you about Dennis's bandwidth moving forward. It might be a course in itself. All right, so now...
So now, I can do five.
You can do five?
Well, no, I'm not going to skip ahead. Go ahead. No, we'll
okay, keep going. All right. So email number four, opening of enrollment, right? Email number five, why you were bad at what you did before you got good.
I like that. But I think, okay, I might want to change the way it sounds, if you're okay with that.
Sure. Let's talk about that.
Because I don't want to call people... I don't want to call people bad. I truly believe that everything is experience, and experience is experience is experience. And I don't believe that you can compartmentalize it or categorize it rather as good or bad. I think that experience is experience, and all experience is necessary. And I think that the reason why we're, why one might consider ourselves bad at a certain thing is because you haven't yet gained the experience. You simply haven't yet gained the experience. So once you gain the experience, you become good at a thing. And the purpose of I don't want to call it being bad, but the purpose of going through that process where you're gaining and learning experience is so that you can be good at it. I just don't want to, give that power, the idea that
it's bad. Let's make it have the right energy. So how would you phrase it? So, and it sounds like this might be the one you want to do as well.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about it. What's the right energy that we need to communicate?
I want to give it a positive twist.
Can you phrase it again? Just say it and we can all help. What was the title?
Why you were bad at what you were doing before you got good. Like, you know, what are some, I guess, what were the things that were holding you back? I think that's really kind of what it's saying.
The benefits. I think I like to say
so that. So what about,
good then.
I was gonna say something along, you know, what you were doing before versus what you learned how to do to improve. I'm just throwing it out there. That's all.
Okay.
I was gonna go with the benefits of it, with the benefits of experience. Or what was gained, or something along the lines of what was gained. From the experience, I'm kind of piggybacking a little bit off of what Dennis said, but what I was thinking before he said it was benefits of experience. But I don't know if because everybody doesn't have the same mindset as me or the same paradigm, they might not understand experience to be, you know, the same as what you were bad at, you know, so it doesn't emphasize that. I don't know what your purpose. Let me ask you this before I start trying to answer, before I start trying to come up with a title. What's your purpose for email number 5?
Really, my purpose will say is to connect you and your experience to the making it relatable to the person watching the video. So they say, oh wow, if I go look them up, right? If I look them up, because your handles and stuff will be there. If I look them up and he says, wow, you know what? If this guy was like that, and he's like that now, yo, they doing something right over there. That's really what we want to communicate. That's the energy we want in that.
So we're talking about growth.
Yeah.
We're talking about growth. Okay.
And not in that environment for growth. We're talking about environment for growth. Because most of us
talking about an environment for growth.
Right, because most of us, we didn't have this. You get what I'm saying? We didn't have something we could tap into that can that say, yo, there's a community of people that are doing major things, and I can tap into this, and it's gonna allow me to cut my learning curve down. You know what I'm saying? So like, what does that sound like from our perspective, and how can we relate that to the person watching this video? That's what we want to communicate.
How being a part of the Institute can help you gain experience and grow.
You said what?
How being a part of the Empowerment Institute, or how the Empowerment Institute can help you gain experience and grow.
Sure. Yes.
That's kind of wordy.
No, this is not words. This is,
it's an email type. It's an email subject.
Yeah. This is not going to be there. It's not the title of the email. This is, what the theme of this is, a theme, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the theme talking about an email, got it.
Yeah, it's just the theme of it, you know?
Okay, well, can we start building off of that? How the Empowerment Institute can help you, gain experience and grow? Or how the Empowerment Institute
can help you grow?
Promotes growth, or
I like that.
But you said we were speaking from
personal growth. Go ahead, Dan.
But wasn't the premise of like it, it's kind of we're speaking to a learning curve that we went through that got us to be where we are, right? That's the premise of what we're portraying in this. So I started as a janitor.
That's how I'm gonna fit that then. I got you.
In front of building. That's what you're saying, right, Mitch?
I am saying that, yes.
Oh, okay. I understand. This is me. Okay, thank you, Dennis. This is me talking about why I was bad at before. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, best, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. Thank you for that clarity. This is me, first person, speaking to.
Right. And making person, it relatable for people. Them to say, hey, gotcha. Look. So you could be someone, it could be someone, hey, you always do this, because in everything you do, you always
do it. I do this all the time. Yeah.
You always start with your story, and then you go where you want to take them. You do
it. Oh, yeah, this easy one. It's a home run for me. Let's come back to it so we don't waste more time on the title, because that's not important right now.
Right. You want me to put you on there, or you want
Put me on there. Okay. Yeah, put me on there, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah. All right, so we got that. Number six, case study to show your expertise.
Okay. We keep going. I mean, I'm thinking that one, but let me see what else we got.
Okay. All right. Number seven, mistakes.
I'm taking all the other ones so Dennis can do that one.
mistakes you see people make and how to avoid them.
I love this right here. I love this right here, but this might not be for me because.
I can take that one.
Okay.
All right.
There I don't think. Never mind. Let me quiet.
Nah, man, this is where the magic happens. Share your thoughts, bro.
I just have a different perspective. Like when you in my experience, when you say things like, mistakes, right?
Oh, okay.
If you call it a mistake, words are powerful, man. And whatever you believe is true. Like whatever you believe is true. So I don't think that anything that we've done. I mean, granted, we have experienced some things where it might not have been a preferable experience. You know, I got locked up when I was 19.
Right.
I used to say that was a mistake. I made a mistake. But the truth is, for me, at least my truth today is it wasn't necessarily a mistake.
You know,
maybe if I look at, you know, my life, if I was booked for, you know, 20 years on a robbery charge, I might say that was a mistake because I didn't want that experience. But that what I experienced through that time was necessary for my growth, and it helped me to get to where I am today. When I was locked up when I was 19, I couldn't be a cop. I didn't become a cop for 4 years because I was locked up at 19. I couldn't become a cop until I was 23. I had to go through all this stuff, paperwork, getting things expunged and things like that. And it wasn't a mistake. It was necessary for my growth. I couldn't be empowering young men who have been in the system or who are in the system if I didn't have that experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not be able to relate to them the same way. They might not understand where I'm coming from if I hadn't been getting locked up or hadn't run into the law since I was a youth, since I was 7 years old, right? So I think that all those experiences are necessary. And in business, there's things that, you know, that we might want to do if we want to get to a certain place a lot quicker.
Right.
But if we don't have that, Mitch, if you didn't make all the mistakes that you made in business, how would you be able to create the Empowerment Institute? How would you be able to help train dentists if you only know how to help people avoid those mistakes because you've avoided them?
Because
you've had the experience. You made the mistakes. So
right.
I wouldn't. So, could so it's a benefit.
Could
so
this be maybe one that you often speak on? Because I mean, go ahead.
How about this? How about just saying, things that you can do to accelerate your professional development.
I love it. I love it.
There you go.
I love it. Language is everything, because if we say mistakes, they're going to focus on that. And we don't want them to focus on that. We want to focus on accelerating their growth, right? Not avoiding the mistakes. What you focus upon, that which your energy, what your focus is, that is where your attention goes, right? So we don't want them, if they focus on mistakes, then they're going to be, their attention will be on a mistake. If you're driving a car down the road and you're looking at a pole on the side of the road, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to start driving, not almost, I can guarantee you, you're going to start driving toward that pole. It's inevitable.
Right.
That's why you have to look forward when you're driving, because wherever you're focused upon, that's where you're going to go. So I think language is important.
So what about this? Maybe that's one, because Mitch, you said before, we could all do it. I guess essentially we could change the title, and you know, we can speak on it. Me, the mistake thing, I get it. I probably think if I was to speak on it, I lean a little bit more toward calling it a mistake, I guess, for marketing purposes, because it touches on people's pain points. So I think if we all give our perspective on that, we would be, you know, say we would be good. I probably would say, yo, y'all done fucked up. You know, you made a mistake. I hit them where it hurts, but, you know, bring them to where they can be. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thought. I do agree that we don't have to have that in the title, but I think we might all be able to kind of share, Travis, your perspective. You can speak to it, and they can relate to that. And then I can speak to it where, you know, I do kind of feel like, you know, a mistake is – it's still, you know, still a learning curve, but I'll probably hear people like, yo, man, y'all fucking up. There's a mistake. You don't take this course because this is the opportunity and you ain't doing, you look back at it later. Just for sure. We don't got to go that way, but.
So here's a thought. There's a couple ways we can do this from a systematic. Well, we can either I got to see how one part we might have to test. The other part I know we can do. So if we were to say, get three perspectives, if we all three of us did a video, we could upload all three videos to the email. You know what I'm saying? And it could just be it would just be three videos. Or we could actually upload, we could do like what we're doing right now, have a conversation, like a 5-minute convo, you know, on this thought. And then upload that video to Vidyard, and then that video can then be transferred over to MailChimp.
Maybe so, I think if we like something like this, all three, we can speak on it. And then we don't have to overlap, and we can kind of feed off of each other, but still get the message across.
You're saying don't do three separate videos, do it all at once, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's good, because it allows us to see, to share different perspectives. We're all saying the same thing, but just from a different lens. And that's good, because people we deal with, they're all going to come from different walks of life and have different perspectives. Right. So we can reach more people like that.
Yeah, so we can try that out. And if it sounds and looks good, then that's what we'll do. If not, then we can entertain just doing three separate videos. So
it's gonna work. We don't have to worry about that. It's gonna work. It's gonna be perfect.
It's gonna work. There you go. All right. I'm all for it. There you go. All right. So that's that.
The next one.
Hold on. I had it. Oh, would you like to expound on this? And because we got two open spots for the live streams. Would you like to expound on that as well too?
We got two open spots for what?
Because we can expound, we got two open topics that we can choose to talk about for the live streams. Would you like to expound on that for live streams 2 and 3?
You know, we could do a live stream from Zoom into Facebook, right?
You can?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I ain't know that either.
With OBS, yes. You need OBS, though.
I don't know if you need OBS. You can
just do it straight through? I don't know how to do that.
Okay, I haven't tried it yet, so that's gonna be my homework.
I had to use OBS.
Oh, you have tried it from Zoom, clicking the go live on Facebook button?
Yeah. Because you need an RSS feed to do it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, we have an RSS feed, don't we?
From OBS. If you do it from OBS, then yes, you have an RSS feed. Not from Zoom though.
I have an RSS feed from my podcast. Can that With that, yeah. No, you can't just sing one, can you?
Nah, it's different because that's your RSS feed comes from whatever platform you're on. So wherever you host your podcast comes from that platform.
Understandable. Okay. So I have to create an OBS account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little more complex because that's like live broadcasting stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? When you get into that space, I'm not saying we can't, it's not that hard, but when you do it that way, you want it to look a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's got
to
be right.
And if it's trash, because sometimes, it depending on your internet speed, it'll lag. I tried it, and it was like, oh, this is disgusting. Like, you can't do it from a hotspot, number one. Your internet speed got to be super fast. So there's a lot of things you got to take into account when you do it that way.
Okay. All right.
Just as a heads up.
Okay. How many people can go live on one social media account though?
Well, if you're doing through Zoom, depending on whatever the account is, you can do as many as you want.
But you just said you gotta have OBS to go live on Zoom.
Well, I'm saying because the way you do it so OBS is like a platform, right? So if I'm on my computer and I have OBS and I have Zoom on my same computer, I can then take the window of Zoom and put it into OBS, take the feed from OBS, and then put it into Facebook. That's how it works. That's what I'm saying. It's production work. This is production work right there. You know what I mean? Okay. When you do it that way, it's production.
All right. We'll figure that part out.
Yeah.
What I was thinking that we could do because this comes from your mind, so these topics that you came up with, although we're sharing the topics, I think is it safe to say you could do every topic?
It's safe to say I could, but I'm gonna give you the disclaimer. I'm gonna give you the disclaimer. This did not come from my mind. I actually got this at a Teachable Summit. They gave us this. So this came from somebody else's mind that I just said, you know what, let me use this.
Okay. Because I was gonna say the ones that we don't have, that we haven't chosen, Dennis and I, and that you haven't chosen to do either, those are the ones that we can do together because we can just piggyback, since it's from your mind, we can piggyback off of your ideas. But since that's not the case, I think together we can still come up with, I think for those same ones, we can still come up with a collective understanding of it.
Together
to save, you know, each individual the headache of doing a 5-minute video on their own.
I'm all for it.
I don't want to call it a headache, but save us the work of doing it on our own.
Yeah, I'm definitely all for it. My question in this moment was more for, do we want to take number 7, email number 7? All
right. So now we're going to 8, right? Email 8.
So my question was for the live, we got 2 live streams that are open. And the thought was that I heard from Travis, we can focus and do this together. Do you want to make that? We can expound in live streams because there's no time limit. Emails, you know, you don't want to keep it too long, but we can expound in live streams because live streams go for however long they go for. So from that aspect, do you want to add this topic to one of the open topics in live stream 2 or 3? Or you want to just keep it open for the time being?
I think it'd be a good live stream.
All right. So I'm going to take that and put it in one of them, and then we'll keep it moving. Give me 1 second.
Oh, so you're turning it into a live stream?
Yeah, it'll be a live stream. All right, so let's go to number 9, last chance for early bird pricing. Dennis, you want that one? I'm sorry, 8, my bad. 8, last chance for early bird pricing. That's like more marketing. You want that one?
I'll take it.
Yeah, you do good at stuff like this. I think this is more in your space. My question, do you also want open enrollment?
What is that? Just kind of letting people know, like, now it's open for you to enroll in the...
Yeah.
Is that, so, that's number email that's, number 9? That,
that's email 4.
I'll come back to email 4. I don't know yet. All right.
No problem. We'll keep you at 8. Then we got number 9. Where will you be 6 months from now?
I think we should talk about. I was gonna suggest maybe talking about, since this is not from your mind. I don't have I have less of a challenging the topic.
Okay.
But I think it's really important to talk about when doing business and in life and anything we're doing, it's important to have vision. If you don't have vision, you'll go anywhere and do anything. You and I had this conversation the other day. I think it's important to start there because many entrepreneurs, believe it or not, do not start with a vision. They have no direction when they get, they have an idea of what they want to do, but they don't know that before they start running with that idea, they need to create a vision. That's why many of us as entrepreneurs, we start and then we end up over here and over there before we get back to where we need to be. And we've got gained all this experience, which can be good, but a lot of it isn't focused on our particular craft or in the specific direction that we decide later on that we want to go. So starting with a vision is really important. I think that where you'll be 6 months from now is good if we started somewhere in here with the vision. So they know that that's a place they need to begin. I think that we shouldn't even introduce anything for entrepreneurs if these are new entrepreneurs, even old ones, because I didn't have a vision for a long time.
But
I didn't even know that was important, you know, a vision and a mission statement for my company. I just hit the ground running. You know, I went to speak and started speaking. So even people who've been in the game for a minute, they might not even have a developed vision. You know, they might not even know exactly how to formulate a vision. Right. So I think teaching that, you know, the difference between a vision and a mission, you know, vision being where you want to go, the direction, you know, your God ideal, you know, your high ideal, whatever you want to call it, where you want your company to go. And then the mission being the vehicle which you're going to use to get to that destination, or the mission being the work that you're going to do to get to that space. I think explaining that is going to be critical.
All right. So here's the thing that you said a key word, and that's the part we have to make sure we understand. These are marketing emails, right? So there's only so much depth that we can go in because these are people that are not subscribed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so okay.
We're not teaching here. We're not teaching. This is promotion.
Gotcha.
So from that aspect, you're right.
Don't forget
so,
what I said, but leave it to later.
There's space for that, though. There is space for that. So a way I see what you're saying, how can vision help structure the next 6 months of your life is a conversation you can have in the email.
I think we're trying to squeeze it in, and I'll forgive me that I didn't understand the context of this. I think that entrepreneurs who don't understand they need vision aren't going to understand the importance of having vision as far as a marketing
campaign, right?
An email campaign, it's not going to resonate with them. So now, as a marketing tool, I don't know if it works.
Now, a live stream will help. You can do that in a live stream. You get what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah.
So if you want to use that in a live stream, there you have it. You know, if you want to add that in the it is another open topic. So if you want to say, if you want to have that conversation in the live stream, you can do that all day.
Okay.
You know, if say again, Dan.
I said that's maybe that's where we could put the vision into the live stream.
Yeah,
I agree. We have both our live streams done.
Yeah.
If we focus heavy, guys, on just adding as much value as we possibly can in these live streams, you guys are a plethora of good information and value. Mitchell, you and I have regular conversations. You're just blessing me with information. You don't even know how crucial the information is you've been giving me. I've been utilizing it and plugging it in. Yeah, you're a plethora of great information. So I think it's important for us to just add just immense value as much as we possibly can so they can see why they need to be a part of this. You know, I think that's where a lot of these marketing gurus they rub me the wrong way, man. They give you just enough to make you realize you need more, but you walk away with nothing tangible, nothing that you can implement immediately right now and change your life, impact your life. If we give them something that they can take away right now, they'll see why they need to be a part of this. They'll know that there's more. There's more of that. This is the tip of the iceberg. So
tell me what you wish, then Vinaki. Take a sip of the elixir and I dream. Beg my pardon, I just wanna do my thing. Yeah. So I sip from the elixir and I dream.
I'm with it. Just know, just in your, you know, like you said, when you, as you're challenging these thoughts, right? So as you're challenging these thoughts,
these have been tried, tested, and true.
The
stuff, right?
The deep stuff is more could be done in live stream. These email, like these one word lines in the email campaign, is just so you know when you get on, when you do your video, if it's your video, what direction you're going. You as the instructor, as the speaker, as the orator of this email, take them through this journey and let them understand, hey, look, most people need support. But gotcha. Now it's like, what's the section we want to focus on, right? And that is what the emails are really saying, just to give you a sense of framework to what to talk about.
And what's the, we're on number 9, right? What was the title of number 9?
Before we get to 9, let me ask, do we want to use the vision thing as the live stream open topic for live stream number 3?
I think that should be a live stream.
You know what?
The vision.
Okay, so I should just leave it open then. Is that fair?
I think the live stream should be vision, but I don't know if it goes right here. I think it.
We can move the dates. We didn't get to that point when we start actually putting the dates down, but we just had 2 open slots. So like that can be live stream number or whatever.
I'm gonna tell you what that did for me. The whole, I gotta be quick because my guy said 5 minutes, 6 minutes ago. But for me, I feel like when I realized that I needed, that I was doing this wrong all this time, I felt like, dang, I really messed up. It was almost a reset, you know, for me, like, yo, I've been doing this for a long time the wrong way. Now right. I got to reset, restructure. And that, for me, I love that. For me, it's a challenge, it's experience, it's growth. I embrace it.
Right.
Thank you for slapping me in the mouth and showing me I was going the wrong way. Other people are like, dang, like, I wasted 2 years of my life. You know, they might not have the mental fortitude to be able to push through. So right. I don't know if that is going to encourage them. For me, it says, hey, look, man, you really need some help. You really need support. And now that you know that you've been doing this wrong, or you've been doing this, you know, a way that's not, that has been kind of slowing you down a little bit, which is okay.
Yeah.
Now we're here to support you. This is why you need to be a part of this.
Right.
But I don't know marketing like you guys know marketing. So I don't know if that can demoralize a potential client, a potential customer, a potential student for the Institute.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
You guys think that it's more appropriate to give them something that kind of lets them know, hey, you guys are on the right path. Let us help you, you know, grow even more in this space, join the Institute. Or do you want to shake them up, give them a wake-up call like, hey, did you know you need to start with a vision and mission, you know? Because when you ask people, I guarantee you, you ask people that 90% of people who are watching the live stream are not going to have one. They're going to have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or understand the value of it.
Right. So what you're saying is actually, I think the first would be the better, you know, because some people, I can safely say from knowing you two, that's not really our personality. We're not like a wake up call, slap you in the face, kick you in the butt type of, when that's not us. We're, hey, look, let's figure this out. Let's get it, you know what I mean? We're more empathetic. So I don't think that's really, so I think it's more of the first. So the question is, do we want to focus on vision at any point in this conversation, live stream wise, or should we just leave it open for now?
I think we should leave it open and visit it later.
Okay.
I think as we go through this, we'll see what needs to be done.
Yes.
And we'll know what to do.
I agree. All right, so I'm going to go to number 9.
Okay.
Number 9 is, that was number 9. Where will you be 6 months from now?
I can take it.
Okay. Email 10. What's oh, this is all this is so Travis right here.
That's all me, bro. That's so me, bro.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
We're just gonna put you on here.
Yep, just go ahead and write me on in there.
Okay. Email number 11 is last day FAQs.
That's you, Mitch.
Should be everybody.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Let's see.
Okay. And number 12, final reminder to roll during the launch. I think it should be everyone as well.
Should we hit them again with that, everyone? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That's our, I think for both. Okay, so we got that done. So basically, here's what I'm going to say to this. Either the blank ones, either I'll do them myself and I'll let you know that I did it, or we'll schedule to do it together. But for now, for the time being, this is who's going to do what. If you decide you want to do another one, just let me know, so and I can add your name on the list, just so I can, so I, you know, there's no like extra work that we need to do.
All right, can you tell me the ones I'm doing?
All right, so Dennis, the ones that you're doing. Number one, you're doing milestones and evolution of your career.
Okay.
And of course, you got to relate it back, bring it back home to the Institute.
Of course. All
right? You want the ones that you're doing by yourself, right?
No. Yeah. Listen to this real quick.
I have no way to check where I was really supposed to be going. So write down where you want to be going, where you want to go.
Oh, you want.
Write down the skills that you have. Before I get into the PowerPoint, all this is very important.
You are.
Because a couple years ago, I said.
I just wanted to say, he talked about vision. So I just want to put that out there, that you're not tripping on that vision set.
Oh, no, vision is real. It's a real thing. Yeah. It's a real thing. Vision is how I set my course off. The first thing we do in my course is work on the vision statement. Dennis, you got what? So I gave you the first one, right? The second one, the last one is, the next one is last chance for early bird pricing.
Okay.
And where will you be 6 months from now?
All right.
And that, those are the ones you got by yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And, of course, this video, it'll be available, so you need to backtrack. You have this. And I'm going to email this list, the updated list as well.
Okay.
Okay? So that's where we're at. Travis, you want me to tell yours, or are you good?
I got to run, bro. I know which ones I have. Send it to me, please. Thank you.
I email it. Yeah, we're gonna do your thing, and then we'll update you on everything else.
All right, Travis.
Thank you, brothers. Appreciate you guys' time, man. It's always good to hang with you guys, man.
No problem. So we got the emails out the way. And really, the only thing we'll get more in tune to it as we continue to go.
Yeah.
But the live streams are just gonna be the same thing, just more in depth because they're live streams,
yep,
as the emails.
Okay.
All right, and that's really it. We'll talk more about live streams later, because how we're going to do it, I don't want to, because everybody got multiple platforms and everybody's platforms work differently. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Facebook, I think the last conversation I had, and I'll try to go back and find it. But the last conversation I had with Travis, I think Instagram and Facebook were the two top choices.
For live streaming? Okay.
Yeah, so we would do live streams on each one. You get what I'm saying? And that's what we would do. So from that aspect, the live streams would just be a duplicate, but just more in depth and focused on that topic. So, this is the last. These are the two parts.
But let's continue.
Okay.
Make sure you have some more stuff to kind of.
All right. So we get back to it. The live streams. We'll figure out the dates later. But we got a good sense of what that is. So now, the two things that we have to figure out is one, all right, let's backtrack. We don't have the whole live stream concept developed. So right. What we have to figure out now is live stream number 7 and live stream number 5, which are going to be the webinars.
So wasn't the one of the live streams the mistake and failure, even though not in that verbiage, wasn't that one of them?
That is, yes, that is live streams. That's live stream number 2. Live stream number 5 is when we do the webinar. So when we do live stream 5 is what the PowerPoint is, the PowerPoint is going to be designed for, and that's the part we got to talk about.
Okay, so live stream number 5.
Number 5 and number 7 are going to be the same thing. We either going to do them both live, one's going to be live, then one's going to either be live or just a replay of what we did. Okay. Depending on how it goes.
Got you.
Right? Because then once that's done, then we'll have that, and we can have that available when we start thinking about going evergreen.
Okay, understood.
All right? So the PowerPoint, so you got us the slide. So now I want to talk about the concept of the PowerPoint. And this is where... this is what we have to, I mean, of course, we'll get Travis's feedback too, but what my philosophy, what do I think will be a good way to involve us all and communicate a value-rich message that will, you know, really attract those that see it. So what my thought is this, and anything that opposes it or want to add to it, feel free to tap in. But what my thought is, mm-hmm. your courses, you know, 52 online business tools, ultimate business owner tool guide, Travis, how to become a better speaker, more confident communicator, me, the 4 approaches of effective management, all of them are different courses. How do you bring it all together? So the thought that came to my mind was that we basically the webinar will be broken down into 4 parts with the theme of how to optimize your professional career. Because now when you take that theme and you take all of what our courses embody, they're synergy. So if I was going to accelerate my professional career, right? Mm-hmm. One of the first things I need a plan, I need a strategy. Well, that's what my course is about. So I will come on and I will talk about that element, give value in that area, talk about strategy. I would probably like give some bullets off of my first module. And then just, you know, let, you know, then segue, or not segue and sell, but just segue to let them know that, you know, this is the course I teach in the Institute, and this is the type of support I'm available to give you if you're a part of the, you know, once you're a part of this community. Then I turn it over to Travis, because the next thing is, after you got a plan and a strategy, you need a message. So right. How do you communicate that message effectively? That's when Travis comes in. He does his part, right? Mm-hmm. And then he introduces how to become a better speaker, more confident communicator. He has 15 minutes to do his part. Then you come in, then he says, you know, well, after you got your message and you have your strategies in place, you need tools. And then you come in, you tell your story, you do your thing, you talk about, you give the value, you give your value, and then you share. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about the course. And so now we've all talked about all 3 components of what's in the Institute from what we deliver. And then the last 15 is just about the Institute, how to enroll, what's incorporated, and the way to get involved. And then that's it. Now, and then the rest is just about Q&A. So however long the Q&A goes. So typically the PowerPoint will be 60 minutes. So have you noticed with, like, even with the summit, more times than any digitally, you got 60 minutes to do your thing, right?
Right.
45 to 60 minutes. So we give ourselves 45 minutes to deliver our individual messages. Then we deliver the Institute message. That's mm-hmm. the last 15 minutes. How to enroll. And then Q&A for however how long it goes. And that's what I believe should be the that's what I believe should be the how that webinar should be prefaced, and that's what the PowerPoint should support.
Understood. And that's what you're saying. It could be dual purpose where we can utilize it more than once.
Right.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
And then we can ever, and then we can take that if it's good, if it's a good version, then we can evergreen it.
All right. No, I like it. I think that's the move.
Okay. Yeah. So if that's the case, then you would take the power.
How you want to break it down?
Nah, that's good. That's good. All right. If you got any other ideas, just let me know. But if we're good with that. So the next step will be to basically work on your part. So really what we got right here is number one, you work on your videos and you work on your slides, and then we bring them all together. And that's it.
Yeah. No, well, that's what I was definitely thinking that once you sent out that information, mm-hmm. then I can sit there and I can work on my videos. What's a face would work on his videos, and then we can kind of send it, you know, get it out accordingly. So yeah. And mm-hmm. then just the way you broke that down, I was like, okay, that makes sense. The way one leads into the other, as you talk about your specialty, right. how it works, he talks about his, and then mine right. close it off is like how you market it at the end of the day. And then these are the courses that are available within the whole institute. So,
mm-hmm.
Looks good. So mm-hmm. if you could for me, when you get a chance, just send me over the video, the topics of which I'm going to speak about.
Yeah.
In this last one,
uh-huh.
so I could, you know, kind of schedule it accordingly to make sure that, you know, I get my videos over to you, so that way you have them sooner than later. And then if there's any edits, tweaks, or, you know, direction, we could always kind of go back
and fix it and adjust. Yeah,
exactly.
I will do that. I'll send it all over to you.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So, that's it. That's all we got. That's what I got for you.
Well, we're in the books. Definitely want to just thank you for taking a moment, you know, just to spend some time with, you know, three creatives that's really just out here trying to bring value to the marketplace. Number one. Number two, from what you heard in the intro, you know, having an opportunity to listen in. There's never been a time when I think about my career over the last, 10 plus years of being in business. There's never been a point in time where somebody sent me the insider information on how to do that. You know, sometimes you either had to have a certain level of status, you had to have a certain level of, you know, something that you've done. Let's call it clout for sake of the conversation. You know, it was just something you had to do to be welcomed into the room. And now we're given a moment where we are allowing you to be in the room to just get a sneak peek on what's happening during our rollout, and maybe it can help you with your rollout, you know. It also opens up the opportunity for dialogue. There might be some things that you hear that you can might have questions about, and you can always reach out to us either at, you know, at the One Recourse Radio Podcast, either at the Go Be Great Podcast or the Mitchell J. Backus Live Podcast. So from that aspect, they're just, you know, it opens up dialogue where you want to connect with us. You know, all of our handles are in the show notes, so you can reach out. And, you know, if there's something you want to run by us for collaborative ideas, or if you just want to, you know, pick our brain just about what's happening, it just opens up a level of dialogue. So we just wanted to take a moment to share that with you. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the template of what we have in place to roll out the our product on what we're going to be doing with the Empowerment Institute, and maybe it could be something that you can use for yourself. So thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, thank you so much, Dennis Buchanan at the Warm Recourse Radio podcast, also with the Long Island Gaming League in the Long Island Gaming League podcast, Travis C. Wolf with the Go Be Great podcast, myself, with the Mr. J. Backus Live podcast. I believe all of them should be on Anchor. If not, YouTube and Anchor are the two places you can find both. So check us out. Check out the Empowerment Institute. It's definitely moving. Empowermentinstitute.teachable.com. You can check that out. That information is in the show notes as well. And yeah, man, let's go ahead and build together. Thank you very much for tuning in, as always. And once again, we'll see you at the next episode. We'll be right back.